Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, dude, man. Hey, check out these girls at the stoplight.
Which ones?
Oh, shit. Call dibs on the one in the back.
Right here. Hey, put a CD. Oh, shit. My CD player's broken. What do I do?
I got my phone.
Yeah, cut your phone on, man, and turn it up as loud as you can get it.
Yeah, put some piece of music on. Let's see.
Turn your car off. They can't hear it.
Man, your belt's squeaking. It's squeaking. Cut the AC off.
I don't have AC, man.
What's all that rattling? Why is your lifters knocking, bro? Did you put oil in your car?
You guys, focus. We got some hot chicks over here.
Oh, fuck, my bad. I'm over here diagnosing your car.
Damn, man.
Oh, they're gone. They're gone. Get them. Go.
Hey,
go.
Hit the gas.
Hey, come on.
Hey, what was that that fell off back here in the back?
Oh, shit. Get out and get it, dude.
I can't pick up this transmission.
Your tranny fell out.
Get out and get it, Rocky. You're much bigger than me. You're stronger than me. Go grab it.
What do you want me to do with it when I get it? I can't pick up the car, too, and put it back.
Can you help me push the car to the side of the road, at least?
Tony, you're the smallest one.
See, the way my bank account's set up is I got a checking and a savings. It takes 2 to 3 days. No, sorry. I apologize for that. that was horrible.
High. I think Tony's high again.
Oh, no.
Look,
that was
every
just
episode I've ever heard of Tony was high.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not high. I'm just embarrassed for bombing like
that. You guys,
that.
Can
sorry,
you please focus? Help me push the car to the side of the road.
All right.
I'll push. Tony, you drive. You're the smallest one, I guess we've determined.
Am I? Okay. All right.
Hold on. Let me push this car.
Push. One.
Damn. To the right.
You don't got power. Why don't you got power steering?
Dude, you're on the curve. You have to turn the wheel to the left when you get close to the curve.
Oh, shit. I was turning right the whole time.
Dude, yeah. Now we're in the Jack in the Box parking lot.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm about to get that big box.
Look, I'm a fat kid. Let's go get something to eat.
I'm down. Fuck that car.
Dude, go grab the transmission, though. We need that.
Damn it.
Go get it, man. Your muscles.
I mean, if it fell out, I don't think it wanted to be with you anyways.
Yeah.
You can't force a tranny to be with you just because you like trannies.
Yeah. Haven't you heard of Eddie Murphy?
Dude, I put that transmission in myself. I tightened all the bolts. It's lefty-tighty, righty-loosey. I tightened them all nice and tight.
Damn it, Sean! It's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Oh, shit.
Europe, motherfucker. This ain't Europe. This ain't Australia. Shit, don't go backwards around here.
Oh, damn it. Dude, that makes way more sense now, man. No wonder why my wheels fell off that one time and the headlights always fall off.
Dude, that actually happened to me one time. It was when my...
Tony, focus, man. You're high, dude. You're rambling again. We haven't even fixed this car issue.
Oh. I was just going to tell you, like, my wheel fell off one time. I know what it's like.
Okay.
You got a jack?
Basically, what we got to do is we got to pull over. We got to get the wheel. We got to put it back on. And then we gotta ask a pretty lady for help because we don't know how to put a tire on.
Those chicks, dude. We almost had some chicks, dude. They're coming back.
They're coming back.
Oh, they're pointing and laughing. They're laughing.
Hey, come here.
Hey.
Why are they?
Hey. Damn it. They're just
why
pointing.
Why are they pointing and laughing?
I think they were Facebook Live-ing us.
Oh, damn.
God rude.
Damn it.
All right, let's pull this car over to the parking lot. Let's roll the windows up. If Tony. He may hotbox it. I don't know. I've never been high. But let's pull the mics out. You guys got a mic on you? Can we record it on our phones?
Of course.
Yes.
All right, let's podcast.
Absolutely.
All right, let's podcast.
Hey, Normie! Give us a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward. Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward. Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not.
that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 57 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, and unfortunately, for this week, again, I'm your host. But I do have some killer dudes and a kick-ass show lined up. Actually, stop the intro music. Stop. I got a voicemail. I have been challenged. Here it is.
Oh, fuck. I'm calling into a podcast, and there's not even someone who's answering it. Well, how shitty of a podcast is this? The Horribly Awkward Show. I mean, come on. Who's going to even listen to a podcast called The Horribly Awkward Show? It should be like, fucking no, thank you. You know what, Sean? I've got a great idea. Let's play a game. I think Andrea Peterson would be a better host on The Horribly Awkward Show than Sean was. What do you think? I don't know. I mean, come on. It's going to be like podcast competition. You know what? I think we should have a little host-off. You know, you, me, let's see who gets you more listeners. I don't know, a little game. What do you think? I challenge you. What's the call?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yeah, she just called you out, Sean.
No, no, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Oh, my God. Okay,
snap.
Guys.
Snap. Yeah, there you go. Do the snap.
Snap. Burn. Put the cigarette out on your feelings.
Restart the intro music. All right, guys. That was my challenge by Andrea Peterson. She's going to come on the show and host it because she could do a better job than me. If you guys want to check out Andrea's stuff in the meantime, go to You Again web series and watch their web series because it kicks ass. So, dang, that's going to happen, guys. That's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. Thank you guys for downloading. I do appreciate it. If you guys want to hear what sparked that crazy improv in the beginning, you can find that always at the end of the podcast. So listen there. So, if you like what you hear, please tell a redneck, tell a stoner, tell the police, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty. Send me your voicemails like Andrea did. You can ask me a question, yell at me, or just call me an idiot, or all of the above. I don't care. It's all gravy. I will play it. The voicemail number is 510-600-3475. And, as always, can be found below in the description. You can also reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, I got two awesome dudes. Actually, I'm a fan of both of their shows, and I'm jealous of both of their shows because they get to sit down with people physically and do a podcast. Like, I've never done that. I sit here in my apartment alone, and I get so jealous when I listen to podcasts. I usually just yell at them a lot, and I never listen to a full podcast. I cut it short in the middle. I just want to hear if their life's better than mine, and it always is. So,
it always is, right?
Yeah, you guys might know, recognize that voice. He's been on the show before, back episode 29. If my memory recalls, that was April 3rd. No, it doesn't recall. I looked that shit up. Okay, so, Tony Ranger from the God Shaped Mommy Hole Podcast.
Yes, I would like to thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I'm not a very interesting podcaster. I'm pretty quiet and mellow. No energy coming from me.
Just kidding! Holy shit, it's Tony Ranger from the God Shaped Mommy Hole Podcast joining Horribly Awkward Podcast and the Tavern Podcast for a three-way. It's not a wrestling match.
What kind of three-way, man? I'm interested. Yeah. I don't even know.
Awkward.
Pot orgy, man. Pot orgy, man.
It's a pod orgy.
Well, I guess I'm the big bear in this relationship.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, we all got beards. Who's the twink? Who's the tops? Who's the bottoms? On my screen, on the bottom. You two are topping me right now. It's really awkward.
But my beard's small. It's barely a beard. It's like pubic hair.
On the live, you're the bottom and we're the top. So, I mean.
I don't know, man. I think two.
I go both ways, bro. I go both ways. I'm. Top and bottom.
And that other voice you guys heard has not been on the podcast, but he has. We've conversated a bunch. I've listened to his show. He is from the Tavern Podcast. His name is Rocky Sue.
What's going on, party people?
Yeah, crowd, shut the front door.
Rocky,
I'm on that
dude.
I'm on that shitty show with like a bunch of rednecks, and we get drunk and just talk shit.
It's cool, dude. Like I said, I envy that shit, man.
Listen, hey, man.
Yeah, and my liver hates me the next day.
My liver never hates me, dude. My liver. My kidney, though. My kidney hates me.
Oh, man. What's up with that? What's up with body parts hating us? It's not cool, right? Like, we should just be able to destroy them if we want, man. If I want to drink bleach, my body should deal with that.
Right? Adapt and overcome.
Bleach.
Tell your body to stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Man up and drink the bleach.
Oh, I wish I could drink right now, but I got work in 2 hours. I can't, dude. This sucks.
I drink during work, man. Don't tell the cops, though. Don't call the popo, ho. Don't call the popo. I do, man. I do sometimes. Look, I have a beer. I have like two beers, maybe. If this counts as a beer. This counts as a beer for me. A beer.
Yeah, what Tony's not telling you is he actually has to do the phone calls, the random phone calls, and try to get you signed up to buy Kirby vacuums and shit. He's just like, fuck, you need this vacuum, man. It sucks. It sucks hard, man.
Dirt. It gets all the dirt. Dude. Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Watch the vacuum clean it up.
Yeah, you go. Suck it up.
Check it out.
You
want to
buy this vacuum now with my throw up in the bag?
Yeah, check it out. Let me reason with you. You give me the okay to come to your house and just show you the vacuum. I get $10. You get a friend and I'll bring beer. I'll give you one beer. I'll bring three for me. We'll hang out for a little bit. I get paid. You get a free house sucking.
Get a cool friend. You get a friend that loves you already. Cause I fucking love you, man.
For an added bonus, we'll give you a hug.
Ooh, throwing in the hugs, man. That's how you land a sale right there.
That's it.
Is a hug. And be like, you know what? Before you make up your mind, come here. Just go ahead. Come here. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
No,
sorry, didn't mean to touch your butt.
I think I peed a little. I peed.
Throw up on their back.
That's a human. That's a human bib, man. You just use their shoulder as a bib.
Grab a sleeve to wipe your mouth with.
Yeah, sorry.
Y'all like wiping. They don't even know what happened. You just like you made a little bit came out, and you're like, oh shit. And you just walk away, leave the person, and never come back.
Dude, those phone calls must be the hardest because you know every single person does not want you to call them. They fucking hate you already, and you might get a sympathy. Like, someone might get suckered into letting somebody in the house to check out a vacuum, but they don't want you there.
Oh, yeah, they don't want you there. That's got to be the worst job ever, man. I would, man, that's the equivalent to begging for change on the side of freeway, bro. That job, a telemarketer job, calling, cold calling, that's terrible. That's just rude, inconsiderate, and terrible. It's got to be soul crushing because you know everybody hates you. Every single person you call isn't happy to hear from you. It's got to be a soul crushing job.
And then you call them during their dinner time. Oh. You know, they try to take a fucking nap. The kids are in the bed.
Oh. Lord have mercy. Lord. That's what I'm going to do. Next time I get a telemarketer, I'm going to be like, son, I apologize for your life. I know you must hate your job, but looky here. I'll pray for you. I got you in my prayers. And the guy's like, is that going to pay my bills? I'm like, no, but the Lord's going to have your back. I guess. I mean,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Tony's probably stones all the time. So if anybody just knocks on the door for one of those, like, oh, fuck the fucking popos, man. Nah. Flush the stash!
Nah. Cut the Febreze out, spray him.
Cut the trees down!
Nah, yeah. See, this is 2016. This ain't the 90s, man.
I watched a video of yours the other day.
You saw the video with the plant in it?
You're just walking through it. It's like smacking you across the face.
I saw that. That happened on accident.
That was amazing,
man. I was like, that's funny. Dude, I got so much weed in my backyard.
That's like the same thing as a rich guy like making a video and he's like pulling his wallet and like, oh shit, hundreds of fun. I'm not picking them up.
Right? I'm just petting my tiger. So don't mind me. I got a tiger in my house. Apparently I can do that because I'm fucking rich. Nah, hey, man. Yeah, I got lucky. I'm glad I live in California because I've had cops surround my house at one point, and I thought they were there for my weed, but they're like, we don't care. And I was like, all right, cool. You can come in. Let them in my backyard. They walked around. They were looking for some guy. I have a big yard. They always use my yard to run into. It's a good hiding.
That's the bad thing for me is where I live. You know, I live in this backwoods state of North Kakalaki, and hell, ain't shit legal here. They won't let us do nothing.
Nope, and it's for no real reason.
No real reason,
Other than the 19, when was it, Reagan? When he started that DARE propaganda and the reefer madness and all this bullshit. And where you come from is predominantly white, correct?
It's mixing now, but yeah, it's still predominantly white. It's at least it's a Bible Belt, if nothing else, and that's the biggest part of it.
And they don't want their white daughters fucking with them black jazz musicians, because that's a thing still. That's a thing still.
Oh, yeah.
Black jazz musicians with their evil weed trying to seduce your white daughter? Yeah.
It's not evil music.
Yeah, it's nonsense. And it's all propaganda. It's all nonsense. This is the topic that gets me so fucking mad, because it's super duper fucking common sense.
We got them started.
Let's do it. All right.
Wait, hold on, Tony. We're going to go fast. Let me get my seatbelt on, man. Let me click this fucker in. Okay, go, man. Go ahead, dude. We're gonna
all right.
Light speed.
I grew up in the South as well. My mom is from Kentucky. I grew up in Ohio, Indiana, but I was born out here, moved out there at 3, right? Grew up till I was like in second grade there, and grew up very religious. I get it. But if God created everything, and he gave us everything we needed to survive, to be well, to live well, marijuana is the most amazing plant there is. It is. It gets rid of my stress. I don't want to choke a bitch when I smoke it. Like, I'll be pissed off when I choke a bitch, smoke some weed, and I don't want to choke no bitches. So, I mean, that's a plus. I mean, there's no domestic violence anymore if you smoke weed. I mean, I don't really know any stoners that want to hit their wives.
I mean, the only thing you're hitting is Aunt Jemima's pancakes in the fridge.
Hell yeah. The only thing you're hitting is the grocery store. That's all you're doing. Hey, come on,
man. Stimulating the economy.
Telling you, the grocery store economy would skyrocket. It'd fucking skyrocket. All the grocery store chains would fucking see millions and millions and millions of dollars added to their bank account. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And not only that, but it cures real diseases. I mean, that's aside from, I mean, you know, I'm just talking about everyday diseases like stress and depression and fucking dealing with people. People is my biggest disease. I'm sorry. And I'm in the people business. What is wrong with me? All right, I digress. I give the floor to you, gentlemen.
Nah, man, I was digging it, dude. You know, I haven't smoked weed for 8 years. That's why. I quit all the illegal shit, right? It's not a crime to have, but it's not like we can't just walk to the stores and buy it. Which I have a feeling that's gonna happen.
End of this year, November 7th or 4th. This year, it's on the ballot for my county and the entire state of California to be full recreational. That means it's equivalent to beer. You can't drive on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I drive on it all the time because it doesn't impair you like alcohol. Like, it just makes you fucking soup. I don't know. I digress. I'm just giving out everything that I do illegally. Like, if there's like some kind of detective on here, he's going to bust my ass because I'm illegal as fuck. But anyways, it's just. I think the nation needs to go towards common sense. That's it. Common sense. That's all we need. That's all.
But hell, so many people don't have common sense.
It's crazy, right? It feels so easy. It feels so easy to have common sense. Like, I just have it. So I don't understand how other people don't. It drives me nuts.
It's like, you know, you get a cup of coffee from somewhere and it's got caution, hot coffee. And it's like, why? I just ordered fucking coffee. I know it's going to be hot.
Because there's that hair idiot. Dryer. Yeah, there's that one idiot who sues. You have to have the fine print there saying this is what it is in case that stupid thing happens. They have some sort of, like, you know, they've got it, you know, they've had it written down where, okay, it says hot coffee. You spilled it on yourself, you burn, you're going to try to sue us. I mean, people.
Well, what I learned in the Army is if there's a dumb rule, it's because somebody did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I learned. If you hear a rule and you're like, really? That's a fucking rule? You got to tell me? And they're like, yeah. The reason why it's a rule is because somebody was stupid enough to do it. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. Makes sense.
It's the one that gets me the most is if you look at a hair dryer, it's got a tag on it, do not use in the shower. It's like, isn't that just working against itself? It's like, you know, I don't have a problem. I'm fucking bald, dude. It's like, but why would you use a hair dryer where there's water? It's like
trying to save time.
It's like jumping into the pool with a fucking towel on.
I like to wash my body and dry my hair at the same time.
Yeah, or wash your hair and dry your body at the same time.
I mean, some people don't know. I mean, you say someone real young, you know, kids. No one's going to read the label, though. No one ever looks at that tag and reads that shit, right?
It's just for lawsuit reasons.
Yeah.
I forget my phone somewhere and I need something to read in the bathroom. It's like, all right, let me read the back of this toilet paper.
That's why you have your phone.
It's ultra soft.
phone.
Oh, perfect product idea. Stories on toilet paper.
There you go.
There you go.
And then you can wipe your ass with it when you're done.
Yeah, but the problem is what happens when you get really into it and then you leave and then somebody else comes in, they take like chapter 3 out of the book for you.
I think it should be individual short stories on each sheet of paper.
On each sheet. There you go.
Jokes. Like those jokes you see on the inside of popsicle sticks, you know? Like,
there you go.
You know how they have like coffee table books? It could be like bathroom toilet paper book.
Or just pictures, like designs, some cool shit to look at.
Just put our logos on each sheet of toilet paper.
Oh yeah, I could GSMH on everyone just wipes their ass with my logo, just like
that's it.
GSMH.
Hell, I know what my podcast sounds like. Hell, just throw the tavern on each sheet.
Should do it, Tony. Man, you got your artist on your show, man. Clicks is fucking amazing, dude. I watched that time lapse video on Instagram, and I was like, holy shit, that's good.
That was really And then the little episode cards that you put out sometime, man, those are fucking crazy as hell.
Yeah, it's really dope. You know, like I want to keep that shit up. It's really quality fucking shit. But everybody has their own lives, and that their lives take the main stage. For me, this is the main stage, so that's why I'm on it always, grinding. And they are amazing. They're amazing, both of them. They're great. Fucking Fredo's a great talker. Clicks is an amazing artist, coming up with little funny quips here and there in the show. Just random funny ass shit he says, you know? Yeah. I love it. It's amazing. It's great.
I love the way you've evolved, man. Like, when I first met you, you were doing like live shows, like solo live shows. And then you came on the podcast shortly after. So this had to be like
March. It was in April.
Yeah, like March and April. So like March when I probably started listening. It was actually right around, no, probably before that. It was when you did that first show with Naked Porch.
Oh, okay. So that was February.
That was the very first episode.
No, the very first show I did with the Naked Porch was in December, I believe.
Oh, maybe
I sent them edible brownies for Christmas.
Nah, Naked Porch is a fucking awesome show, man. I like those guys.
It is. I just started listening to the Naked Porch. Yeah. So far, I love it, man.
Did you hear the episode? Oh, you didn't. They didn't put it out yet. I don't even know if they are going to put it out. It was supposed to be a swap cast. I don't know when they're going to put the.
No, I was heard on the one that was on yours is the one I heard. Yeah.
They're supposed to put it out too, but I don't know if they're going to do it. I don't know. I didn't ask.
That's another show, man. I'm jealous of stupid ass people get to have stupid ass friends and give high fives in podcasts. That's bullshit.
Everybody just fucking high fiving and smoking weed over there.
You're a kid. These constant like random. You're like, I knew that was a fucking high five. You just don't want to say it to make me mad. Like they say a good joke.
Everybody high fiving.
Like damn it.
When we first started, we were sitting in there. It's like, man, we gotta keep quiet. We got keep everything sound. And hell, on the last episode with our boy Carlos, man, we had beer bottles falling over. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Just leave it in.
Yeah. See, the best things, the best thing that I love about podcasting is the raw realness, the honesty, the putting your soul on the fucking table. That's the best because you get this sort of connection with someone that you never had to fucking meet. You don't even, like, I don't have to meet you guys in person. You live, where do you live?
North Carolina.
Okay, so you live all the way across the country. He fucking lives like 6 hours from me, you know, and I don't have to drive to or fly to meet you guys. I can fucking do it over Skype and have an amazing conversation and share it with the world, because podcasting is about the conversation. It's about what kind of content can you share with the world. What do you think? What is your ideas? What do you think about the world? And then other people, I'm like, yeah, I think the same way. Or no, I disagree. And then you can create a fucking conversation from there. It's amazing. There's no limit to what can happen with a podcast. And the fact that you can make a legit living off of podcasting blows my mind.
Well, the thing that bothers me, man, I hate is, you know, you got, you know, the Kevin Smiths and the Joe Rogans that's just, you know, they're killing it in podcasts. But the problem is, it's like, us, we're underground. We're nobody. We don't have nothing to ride on to try to climb. We got to do it ourselves and grind on. And that's what pisses me off. It's like, because you go to, you know, when I was in a band and we played shows, it's like, you know, you could tell 20 friends that, hey, I got a show tonight. And only 3 would show up. And the same way with podcasting, you know, you can tell 20 friends, hey, I got this podcast, and 3 will listen.
And it's your ratio is actually pretty fucking accurate, because I legit have like 3 friends that fucking listen. So, and I have I tell everybody. I tell my 20,000 followers on Twitter. I tell my 400 followers on sorry, on Facebook. And I get and then I get feedback from like three people. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, I've been listening to Tony's show for probably since February. It's right about the time you started having problems with the custody battle.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's crazy? Is now she's not making me pay child support. She admitted to me that I was right. All that bitching and moaning and groaning I was doing, I was vindicated because I was right.
Tony, you already won, man. You got to be chill about these things. You're going to push it right back into that again.
Yeah.
Woosah, woosah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, hey, hold on.
But
let me rub my ear real quick.
You already won the battle, man. Don't start it.
I got to digress. Let me digress. Carry on.
But, you know, I listened to Tony's show, and, you know, he was talking about all this with the custody and all this and the way the courts work. And, you know, I reached out to him. I was like, hey, man, I live in North Carolina. I've been through the same thing. Here's shit that you could probably do that might help you out in this. And, you know, I didn't know Tony from, you know, just heard him on the fucking radio. But, you know, he accepted, you know, that somebody else went through it and listened to it. And that's what I like about podcasts, man. You sit there and you find people that's going through the same shit that you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. That's amazing.
It's like right now, I need to go put my son to bed real quick. So I'll be right back.
All right, brother.
He'll be back. I'll be back. You know what? This is the perfect time for us to play God Shaped Mommy Hole.
Fuck you, Tony.
Once a month, have a pod orgy.
Yeah, dude, I've been doing that lately. I've always done that, but it's always cool to like mix up three or four people from different shows, and the conversation is going to go anywhere, which is, and you don't need any plans. You don't need to look anything up. You just start bullshitting, and you know, you start talking about transmissions falling out and Jack in a box and weed.
That was really fast.
Oh, he meant he needed to go take a shit. That's what he means by put his kids to bed.
Oh, really?
No, see, he was already laying there. He texted me. He's like, hey, Dad, it's time for me to go to bed. So I was like, boom.
How old is your kid?
My youngest one's 10.
Okay. Because my son's one in 9 months, and this nigga be on the phone all day, and he be doing shit that I don't even know how to do on a phone. So I'm thinking maybe your kid's that advanced as well, fucking texting you, Dad, I need to go to bed, change my diaper too.
No,
what the fuck is happening?
When my son was one, man, I was sitting there watching him. He was taking DVDs out of the DVD player and putting them in and pressing play, going, and just, I was like, shit.
It's amazing.
Hey, go change the channel to like 6. I can't find the remote.
Right? Your kid becomes the remote.
That's it. That's why we all have kids, man. Hey, you become the remote.
They become our utilities until they're old enough to create their own utilities, and then that's it. We have kids so that they can make our lives easier, essentially. But we live in a world where that is the complete opposite, where we got to baby our kids and be nice to them and shit. Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd have kids, and then you'd have a ranch. And you know, plowing the field. Yeah, at 5 years old, he's riding the horses, and then he's learning how to cattle all the sheep, or you know, how to...
Corral cattle.
Cattle all the sheep. Learn how to corral all these animals.
Just combining words and shit.
Yeah, you're teaching them hunting. You're teaching them hunting. Yeah.
Oh, I want to go hunting, dude. I want to go hunting so fucking bad.
Me too. I just don't want to shoot anything. I just want to look at shit through a sniper scope.
Listening to Joe's podcast, when they talk about it, and after watching Pandora, I was like, I could probably kill an animal. I'll be like, hug it and kiss it and be like, thanks, bro. I'm going to eat you. You're going to make me look buff. Like, I'm going to get good protein from you. I appreciate you. And I'll probably cry. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I will cry. I don't like killing things. The first animal I ever killed and that I can still kill now without feeling any remorse is a fucking gopher. I hate gophers. I'll shoot a gopher in the face.
You know, hold it by its little neck.
I have actually shot a gopher in the face before, and I had to shoot it again because it didn't kill it, and I felt bad. And I had a BB gun, and I had to pump it real quick, and I was like, no, he's suffering. And a bow, and I was like, fuck, I missed. Bow, and he was dead.
Dude.
But when it comes to a deer, like a fucking elk or a buck, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big ass
animal. The idea. Hunt, man. That's that manly shit that we lost. Like, I didn't grow this beard for nothing. I gotta put this shit to use.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see you out there just like twisting your mustache. Like, I'm about to shoot you. I'm about to kill something bigger than me.
I don't even twist it anymore. Look, I don't even twist it anymore. It's just all, it's like wiry and shit. It naturally does this. It goes by itself. I don't even have to twist it. The only time I twist it, go ahead.
I'm waiting to see Tony sitting on the news somewhere, sitting on top of train tracks with somebody tied up, and he's sitting there twisting his mustache.
I was thinking the
mustache.
Same thing, man.
With a fucking, with a cannonball bomb, the round bomb.
That's TNT.
Yeah. It'll be a round cannonball bomb with TNT strapped around it.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. Cartoons used to be amazing, man. They were so simple, but they were so well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give it up.
And now they have to put, like, disclaimers at the beginning of the cartoons. Do not try this at home.
Yeah. No, duh. For real? See, man, yeah, no. Yeah, kids are dumb. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like, you know, I'm 33. How old are you, Tony?
I'll be 28 November.
I'm 30,
you, Sean?
I'm 35?
35.
6.
All right, so
36.
So
Tony, damn.
Tony's right there at the low end of that spectrum where everybody below him has become just idiots.
Man, you're right. Like, I only hang out with people older than me.
That's why I was in school.
Yeah, everyone else is dumb.
Yeah, and you know, they're entitled. They want their own shit. You know, they want to give it to them. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, see, I had that problem with my brother. I had my brother living with me recently. He's a tweaker. I let him. He lived with me before. He moved out, and then he moved back in. And the reason why he moved back in is because I'm trying to help him get his life on track. You know, I'm trying to be a brother. I'm trying to do the family thing. I'm not a family-oriented person. I'm a focus-on-me type of person because that's the way I've always been. I've lived on my own since I was 15. So I'm trying to do the family thing. I'm trying to help him. And then basically he left again to be homeless because he didn't want to do yard work and he didn't want to clean the house because he didn't get rewarded immediately.
I'd be like, bitch, you got a roof.
You got a roof. You got food. You got food. Beer. You got weed. What the fuck else do you need? Be grateful, bitch. God damn. Like, dude, are you kidding me?
Dude, I used to be out of my mind, man. I used to be a drug addict and nobody really... I mean, I had family that cared and kept me around and gave me all these things, but I was a piece of shit, dude. There's no way you could focus on the things you need to. Your mind is somewhere else. Your mind is always chasing that next thing, and that's the only thing that matters. That is absolutely it, man. I'm very open about this because it's not me anymore. If I was still doing it, I'd fucking be all secretive about it. But the way I was before is I had one thing on my mind. That was it. So if I was living, you're my brother and I have a place to stay, I don't want your fucking yard work. I want to go get some shit.
Okay. Yeah. Now let me ask you this. Okay, since you're a recovered addict,
yes,
right?
Yes. Well, sort of.
The first question I want to ask is what got you out of that mindset? Because it's the mindset, it's not the drug, it's your mind. So what got your mind out of that mindset?
I was getting sick and tired of chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing. And it's like shit is not working at all.
So something inside of you is like, I'm fucking exhausted. I don't want to do this shit no more.
Well, I went to jail a couple times. And eventually I went to jail and it was like, go to recovery or you're going to prison this time. Because sometimes I hate admitting shit. But I stole so much stuff and had so many... petty thefts,
yeah.
That it became a
nuisance to society,
and it became a felony. The next one was going to be a felony. So it's either go to this recovery thing, blah blah, do your probation, or go to prison. So I went, and I was like, this is perfect. This was the perfect opportunity for me to do what I had to do because I was being kind of forced to do it.
Because you had your fucking life on the line. That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah, and I was done.
See, I believe I have a theory that in order for a man only men. See, I don't really think so much about women because women are more emotional. They get attached to things. But for a man, I think it's important for a man to have his life fucking crushed in front of him. Like, if something doesn't happen, you're going to lose everything. Everything you love is going to be gone. I think that's what it takes for a man to change. So my next question. Yeah, because okay, honesty, right? You know I'm all about honesty. These last, I personally started to cling to cocaine these last, from May, for 3 months from May, May, June, and July, I did coke every single day. Because I did it, I refused to allow my emotions to affect my drive. Because that happens to me. I'm a super emotional person. If I'm sad, I'm fucking sad. So I was coked up. Boom. Work, 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 work. That's all I was doing. Work, 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 work. Fucking girl left me. She left me. Fuck her. I'm still going to work, 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 work. And then, but I had the mindset, this will not control me the entire time. I'm using this for a reason to take those emotions from the forefront, take them in the back, put my drive in the front. Now, once it started to become a problem, done. I was done. I haven't done coke since. Nah, I kind of did.
I'm kind of on coke right now, but I haven't done it since.
I wish.
But that's the problem. Is a lot of people, they don't realize how fast and how quickly it can control you. They're like, oh, I can do it this one time and I'm good. They'll go, all right, man, let me do it this time and I'm good. And then before you know it, you're fucking gone. And it's harder to get back than it was to get going.
And you know what's crazy is during the time I was doing coke every day, my oldest friend, since I was 7 years old, my very first friend in California passed away from an overdose on a speedball. Oh. He did like, I don't know what it was, heroin and cocaine or something. I don't know, but he died. He overdosed. All right. My oldest friend, over 20 years. 21 years being friends with this nigga, he died. And I was still doing it. And I thought about it. I thought about it deep because I know exactly why he did it. I know. Like, and I understood. I'm not mad at him for doing what he did because I get it. I get it. I do. But I have a fucking strong will. And I know that. So I always put that, I always say, I'm better than this. I'm better. Like, I was ashamed of myself the entire 3 months I was doing cocaine every day. But I recognized that that's something I had to fucking do to stay on track. If I did not do that, my life would have fell apart. And I was not going to let my life fall apart. I worked too hard to get where I was. My second question is, what are your ideas and thoughts on complete legalization of all drugs? Regulated, though. Regulated by clinics like they do in other countries.
I think some of the hard drugs, like, I don't think they belong available to everybody because they do make you do shady shit. Because even if it's legal and I'm doing meth, I'm just going to run out and I'm going to start doing weird shit to get it, to keep doing it.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's like, you know, I look into all this shit that I talk about. So I know a lot about it. Now, when they do that, what they do is they create a clinic, right? You can go there. It's a safe place. They give you a safe dose. You get your fix. You can keep your job. You don't lose a job. You can keep a steady income. You can keep your family. Nobody's going to leave you because it's legal. Now, you get that little fix that patches that God-shaped mommy hole, that little hole that you try to fill with the drug. But you're not your life doesn't fall apart, so you never go to the point where you're stealing from people.
I don't think it would do that because I think you would start getting the itch outside of going to get your dose at this place and at a medical center or whatever, and then you're not going to want to keep going back to that place. You're going to just start looking for it on the streets or something. I don't know, man. I get
what you're saying because you did it the way that you did it.
Yeah.
The way that it's always been done in this country. But see, I think, sorry, all the tobacco in my mouth. I think we should, as a fucking grown adult, a grown human being with freedom, we should be allowed to make those choices. And we should be allowed to make those choices without our life falling apart. Because almost always that's what happens. You do something, you like it, but it's illegal. Then your life falls apart. People hate you. You get shunned. You get depressed. You feel ashamed. Then you try to patch it. You keep trying to patch in all these little holes with the meth, with the heroin. You keep fucking doing more and more so you don't feel. Because that's all it is. You don't want to feel the emotions that you were feeling. You want to feel good. You always want to feel good. That's what you're chasing. You're chasing the feel good. And I know because I felt it. I was there. I was on the precipice. And I was like, all right, this is it. If I go more, I'm going to tip over and I'm going to become an addict. And my life will fall apart. So I chose not to. But now if it was legal and they were like, okay, you could get a gram of, I don't know, whatever. And you can keep your job. You can work. You can stay focused. Your emotions aren't going to overpower you. And you can go to a counselor. You can work things out. You can taper it off legally. You know, and you're not going to be forced off of it. Because I know that shit sucks being forced off of something. Because your body becomes physically addicted. You know, I don't know. I think ideas need to be tested. I think because it's an epidemic, man. Where I live, that's all I see, dude. It's tweakers. And it's gross.
Here's my question to you, Tony. If it is legal and say you're working on a construction site, do you want somebody that's jacked up on heroin or something driving the backhoe next to you?
He's trying to hammer a nail. You just see him like...
For me, now I grew up around this shit and I've met people operating backhoes tweaked out. It's as long as it doesn't go past the precipice because there's always a functional space within each drug. Now, heroin, I don't know so much about. All I know is it's not great. You know what I mean? It's not great. All right. You can't do heroin and operate a backhoe. I mean, you're just going to fall asleep at the end of the day because that's what happens. You do heroin, you go, you just fucking pass out and you go into whatever. I don't know. I never did it. I won't do it. But I could operate a backhoe high as fuck. It wouldn't change anything. I could do anything. Hi. Now, there is a precipice where I'll get to and I'll be like, nope, not going anywhere. Because I'll be home, I'll get too high, and I'm like, you want to go to the store? I ain't going anywhere. I'm fucking high. Now, that's just a conscious self-control on my part. A lot of people don't have that. And see, that's where the issues come in because I can't assume that other people are going to be functional like I am. Because I can function.
Right. And you can't assume that somebody's going to be able to control what they're doing. You know, it's just like drinking a beer. You know, you can drink one beer, two beers, and be good to drive anywhere you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that limit. You know, I've got a good friend of mine. He can drink 640s and be sober. Yeah. And then he can get it. And then he can open the next one and he's just as drunk as shit.
Yep, that's that precipice. It's that tipping point. You got to know the tipping point. The tipping point. Joseph Anthony Pitt commented, said people in Colorado smoke a little weed and go hiking and stuff. Absolutely. If you go hiking high as fuck, it's amazing. It's great. Weed makes everything better. You enjoy things better. All those little like worries and woes and stresses leave your mind and you appreciate everything in the moment. That's why I like weed so much. Cannabis. I don't like calling it weed because there's a stigma behind it. But cannabis, it's amazing. You can be like, I tried CBD oil once. It's an amazing thing. I was depressed still a little bit when Ruby, my lady, left me a while ago, and I tried CBD oil. It was when I kicked the coke.
What is CBD oil?
It's cannabidol. Cannabidol is a derivative. It's a chemical inside the plant. It's the medicinal property. It's the thing that helps with cancer, all those ailments. Yeah, it helps with all that shit.
Oh, the seizure. I've seen that before.
One thing they don't advertise is it helps your mood. It elevated my mood. I was depressed in the morning and pissed off. I didn't want to go to work. Put a little CBD oil under my tongue. Takes like a couple, you know, 15, 20 minutes for it to really kick in. And once it kicked in, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to work.
Is it more of a mood thing or does it give you that body high still?
It's not a high. That's the thing about CBD. It's not a get high drug. Now, the way it was explained from the doctors that I listened on Joe Rogan's podcast, I think it was Joe Rogan's podcast. No, it was Joey Diaz's podcast, The Church of What's Happening Now.
Yeah, cocksucker. Okay.
Cocksucker. Fucking cannabidiol, CBD. No. He had a doctor on. He said what it is it makes your body feel at 100%. And people attribute that to being high or whatever, but it's not. It's just the CBD going in, getting rid of your little aches and pains. You know, it's like the perfect pain reliever. You fucking feel loose, your arms. You feel like you could do all this fucking, you could start voguing all perfectly and shit. Like, it's an amazing thing, and I think everybody should do it, even if you're not fucking sick, man. It's an amazing thing. It's better than antidepressants.
I don't know about you guys, man, but my body feels like it's under constant stress. My muscles are always tight. You know, I'm never really loose. I don't relax. I just, like, pretty much never. I'm always, like, I wake up, I'm tense. I walk around, I'm tense. I mean, I start
doing yoga, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. Yoga. I should, yeah, for real.
Downward doggy.
With everything I've done through years, you know, when I was 12 years old, I was roofing houses. And then, when I got older, you know, I was doing construction work, and then I went into wrestling and playing music. When I wake up in the morning, I'm stiff from the neck down.
Yes.
I just sit there because, you know, I got to get everything loose and lubricated before I can do anything.
Yeah, dude, the last 2 days I have this fucking kink in my back. Like when I stand up from this chair, it shoots a sharp pain all the way up and down my back, and it hurts like a motherfucker. And, like, I can't get rid of it. I don't know what. I slept on my comfy-ass bed, and then I got to see the old lady move back in, right? While she was gone, I slept on the couch. I grew up sleeping on couches, so that's where I feel the most comfortable. Like, even if I have a comfortable bed, I won't sleep on it because it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, so get I'll it, man. Couch like, keeps you in place. It's very small, just kind of.
I'm used to it. When I was in the Army, I loved cots. Those fucking cots you have to sleep on, they're not comfy. They have no cushion. It's just a piece of fabric. But I had the best sleep of my life on those things. I don't know. I guess to each their own, correct?
Yeah, I like sleeping on couches. True. You might need to sleep on the floor, dude, just the hard floor. It takes a couple of days to adjust, but sometimes your back will just click into place like, holy shit, this is so comfortable. One day I did that. I slept on the floor. I woke up, and the next day I was like, felt good. I'm like, I've never felt this good. And then the next time I tried to sleep on the floor, my back hurt. So I don't know, man.
Well, it's sometimes, like my wife, when me and my wife got together, she got one of those sleep number beds. I like my bed, you know, stiff as hell, and she liked her soft. And it's like, well, hell, let's just get this. And I'll adjust it however I'm feeling that night.
Yeah, that's good. See, one of these days I'm going to be able to do that. 5 years from now, I'm going to be a baller out of control, and I'm going to have like 5 sleep number beds set to each preference. However I'm feeling that day, I'm going to sleep on that bed. I'm going to be stupid balling, and I'm going to exaggerate the fuck out of it, and people are going to hate me. I'm going to do an improv MTV Cribs. I'm gonna be like, this is where the magic happens. And then I'm going to be like, everywhere is where the magic happens. And I'm going
This is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it gets harder from softer. Like, as the weeks go by, it gets better and better.
Hey, I got
this is my dog. Come here.
Hey, we got Joseph Anthony Pitt. I don't know if he's still in the chat or not, but then also my buddy Jesus Gonzalez from the Horrible Gamers podcast. Hey, you guys, drop us some Would You Rathers in the comments, dude. We'll do them.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do Would You Rathers. I love Would You Rathers.
Let's see if they're paying
This
attention.
Is my dog. It ran away. This motherfucker
ran
away.
Dude, what a great story.
He ran away a year and 4 months ago, right? And then out of nowhere, and he fucking loves me. I think he remembers me. It trips me out. But he ran away a year and 4 months ago, dude. I never thought I was going to get him back, ever. Next thing you know, I'm chilling, getting off work. Boom. I get like fucking a email, a text message, and a phone call talking about, hey, your dog Jax has been located. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I had no idea. They sent me a picture of him. I'm like, what the fuck? Because when I got him, he was gray. And he had, like, gray eyes. Now he's, like, charcoal black. And his eyes are, like, tan.
Was he a puppy?
He was a puppy. He was a wee little guy.
When he ran away?
Yeah. Because I had a German Shepherd, and he knew how to open the gate. And then, fucking, they both ran away. And he obviously got picked up. He was a dope-looking dog. He looked great. But it's crazy that everyone's coming back to me now. The old lady came back. The dog came back. Maybe my luck will come back. Who knows?
You're like a country song in reverse.
Right? Right?
That's an amazing story, dude. You probably just, that wasn't even crossing your mind at all, man.
It's almost like you need to put that Sarah McLachlan song, like the wings of the angel back there behind while he's telling the story.
I don't know the lyrics, but it's a sad, depressing commercial. I hate it.
Man, I'm a 6 foot tall, 250 pound man. When I see that commercial, it's like I just have to wipe just a little bit. You know, I get something in my eye.
Jesus Antonio Gonzalez said, I already have 5 sleep number beds, but I still sleep on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's
you can give, hey, go ahead and send me one because I don't have a sleep number bed. You can send me one of those, and you can have 4, and you can still sleep on the floor, and you can help out the Gat Shaped Mommy Hope podcast.
I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me that story again. Let's set the mood. Hold on. Okay. I can't do it, dude. I can't because I can't pull. If I do, it's going to be a continuous loop through my computer.
Oh, never mind then. Because I had to get in character anyways.
Oh wait, we can.
I had it sound.
We can do it. I can do it from my phone. Let's do this. We're gonna get this going. Start thinking of a story. We need a sad story, Tony. You're great at sad stories.
I don't know if that's a compliment or what.
It is a compliment. You're great at it, man.
Spend all your time waiting. You know, about a year and 4 months ago, my life changed. The saddest day of my life, aside from my divorce. I had this dog named Jax, named him after Sons of Anarchy. This dog's gonna be the baddest dog ever. Then he ran away, broke my heart. Never wanted a dog again since. I was like, fuck dogs! They don't love me. They don't want me. I try to love them and give them a home. I feed them and pet them, and they run away. I give up. Then the other day, I get an email, a text message, and a phone call. We found your dog!
We found your dog, Tony!
Say what?
We found him! Your dog! Your dog, man! It's starting to make me sad.
A tear came down my eye. It dripped. It was like slowly moving.
Here's a napkin, man. Like, here's a napkin. Wipe it.
My face was dry, so it slowly dripped down. I just got out the shower. No oil, no grease. It was just slowly moving. And I was like, get the fuck off my face. I was like, where do you live? I'm gonna go get my dog. And now my nigga Jax is back. Woo woo!
Now we need a celebration song. Let's find a celebration song.
So, turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Turn down for turn what? Down.
I did not drop acid. You should check out my podcast and you will understand why I am the way I am.
Yeah, your dog's back, dude!
My dog's back! Yeah!
He's Vogan again! He's Vogan again!
Your dog's back!
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Cut!
That was amazing, dude. That was amazing. You guys, let's do some shout-outs. I need to do some shout-outs.
Oh, well, you know it's time for shout-outs, baby. So make a list of people you want to shout-out now.
This is the Horribly Awkward Podcast.
Shout out
now.
Hey, big shout out to Jason from the 3S Comedy Podcast for that awesome music you probably just heard. You did. That was a cool jingle.
Yeah, I use their little promo on my show all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love those dudes, man. Mindy, Jason, Bob, man, big shout out. Big shout out to Fear from the Fearcast and FYFC cast for coming on the podcast last week, as well as Mandy from Little Geek Lost and Piecast. So go check out all their shows, man. And I really do appreciate they came on. We had a blast last week. We gave shout outs to Dix, and we did some crazy improv, and dude, that was fun.
Angel wings,
vibrators,
just Dix. Yeah. No pussies, no pocket pussies, no.
I mean, just
Mandy, big shout out to all the dicks out there.
Mandy said, shout out to Dick.
All right, Mandy.
So right. Dicks. That was awesome. All right, go ahead, Tony. I mean, go ahead, Rocky.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Shout out to my two co-hosts, BB and King.
BB-8.
BB-8, yeah. Man, he is a big boy. That's why I always called him BB. Because it was always BB-8. He ate something all the time.
little BB-8, little Star Wars reference, but it doesn't mean that.
That's it. Well, no, I had two friends named Brandon. And he was the bigger of the Brandon. So he become BB, Big Brandon. And then my other co-host, King, shout out to my wife for putting up with me doing all this type of shit all the time. To you, Sean, for always retweet me and keeping us in the loop. Tony, same to you, man. Appreciate all y'all's help and every other podcast that helps support my show.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Podcast love, man.
Yeah.
All right, Tony. Love. Everyone, I'm going to go. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Tony.
Is it time for a smoke break?
Let me get my notes real quick. All my notes. Let me see. Let's get my notes out. And so all the people I need to thank. Well, let's start off with this. All right. Now, let's get this off the table. I'm going to thank my co-hosts, Fredo and Clicks.
Yeah.
I'm going to thank them. Now, because without them, the show wouldn't be as great as it is now. And they need to understand that they are crucial and they are appreciated. I want to thank the Naked Porch. I want to thank the Horribly Awkward, the Tavern, the Fifth Cast, Random Ramblings with Rob.
Random Ramblings with Rob, motherfucker.
Then Passers. I was just on the Passers By podcast this week. They're going to put me out. October 24th, I believe it said.
Awesome.
October
24th?
Yeah, I guess he's got a whole fucking his shit fucking lined up.
The dude, Matt, I keep telling Matt, dude, do two podcasts a week, dude.
He would, like, the numbers, hey, when you do two episodes a week, the numbers do go up. They do go up. So, do that. I want to thank, Twitter.
Yeah, thank you, Twitter, for being a company that supports our bullshit Twitter follow
free
game.
Free advertisement.
Shout out to the people that's sitting there still watching us on Facebook.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, dude. Mandy.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Mandy, Joseph, or Jesus, man, if you guys want to hop in, just let me know. We're going to be on. We got about another 30 minutes. Okay.
That's it for myself.
So Joseph did give us a would you rather. Would you rather have a tickle fight with Jason Voorhees or Michael Myers?
Fuck.
Damn, that's a good question.
God, that's like the same person almost.
Michael Myers. I mean, but Jason's more physical with his hands. Michael Myers is more knife in hand. Yeah, machete versus like a butcher knife, huh?
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
They're too
it's really
close,
hard.
No, they're too close.
I'd have to say Michael Myers, just because he's got a full face mask, just not the hockey mask. So when he's tickling me, I don't have to worry about shit dripping down and landing on my face and shit. You know, fucking sores oozing.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. That's yes. Okay, there you go. But what if he tries to tickle you back, though? Like, it's a tickle fight, right?
Yeah.
Is he still going to have his shit in his hand? Is he still going to have you going to get tickled with a machete or what?
A machete?
How's that going to work?
Machete.
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 All right, now we got Danny Trejo on the podcast.
Hey, Holmes. I can't do a Danny Trejo. I can't. I'm not that ugly. I'm sorry. No offense, Danny Trejo.
Either way, you're fucked. Right.
He makes a mean taco, though.
Right? Hey, doesn't he have a taco truck? I heard he had a taco truck. Amazing.
Trejo's
Amazing.
Tacos?
Yeah.
God damn.
Is that what it's called, dude? I want some.
I think
want
that's
some,
what it's called.
I want some machete tacos, dude. Machete taco. Hell yeah, dude. That would be amazing, dude. Tacos are bomb. I don't know if I've ever had bad tacos. I mean, I've had Del Taco, which is the shittiest kind of taco, but it's great. Tastes fucking fantastic.
Don't offend me like that. Come on.
The last time we were
taco
on, dude.
Bell. Taco Bell is the shittiest taco. Come on, let's be honest right now.
See, where I live, we've got three types of Mexican restaurants. We got Taco Bell, then you got your Tex-Mex, Mexican-type food.
Yeah.
And then we got what we call real Mexican food. It's just a little hole-in-the-wall place, you know.
That's the best one.
There's one, you know, it's between a church and a laundromat. You go in there, you get three tacos and a drink for $6. You're good all day.
Yeah. Legit Mexican food. Like, we got a bunch of that here. But I've lived by a Del Taco forever. That's why I love Del Taco. I don't like Taco Bell because they don't use real fucking cheese. They use that fucking nacho cheese shit. I hate nacho cheese. It's disgusting. Hey, Joseph Anthony Pitt said, how about It or Jason? It.
Which It? The new one or the original?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything about the new one, so I'm going to go with the old original one. Now, it's a giant spider, so I would go with Jason because I fucking hate spiders. Spiders. I don't like things that can bite me without fucking knowing about it. I don't want to be surprised with a venomous bite. I don't want that.
Last time I was working, there was a big wolf spider on the concrete in the parking lot. And I looked at it like, is that a spider? Because it was huge. I kicked it, and then all these babies, because they were all over his back.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you post
it. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, that's fucking creepy, bro. That's creepy. Could you imagine? You have sex with your wife. She dies. Your babies grow and eat her. Like, that's creepy, man.
Is that
like,
what they do? They eat her? Is that what happens? Is that why the...
Yes, that's how they grow. That's what they do. That's insane.
It's
like,
the circle
that's the end of your
of life.
Life. Right? Like, right there, in one instance, it's the circle of life.
And they're
newborn,
cool with it.
Death, they eat it, they grow up, and it happens all over again. Fuck spiders. Fuck them.
And they're cool with it. They just... I looked at it. All the spiders are just bunched around the big paw, the ball part of its back. Just a bunch of spiders just crowding it. So they're just constantly eating the mother spider until it dies. That's cool. That's cool. I like that. That's awesome. That's awesome. You ever seen that one with that video where that guy's got the spider in his house and he's pushing it with a broom and he goes to hit it, whacks it, and then all the spiders just take off and shit.
Hell with that.
I don't really care about spiders. You cockroaches are what fuck me up. I can't stand those things.
Dude, I grew up with cockroaches. Me and my friend Jimmy, the one I was talking about previously, we used to hang out at his house and throw darts at him on his wall. Because we lived in apartments right here in the ghetto, and the corners of his apartment in the walls, black with roaches. They'd be crawling across the walls randomly, and then we'd be sitting there on his bed just throwing darts at him, trying to hit roaches.
Oh, dude, I can't stand roaches. I don't know what something about them, man, they're just... I don't know what it is. They bug the shit out of me, man.
What's so bad is when you have them so long that they get used to you living there. It's like, you know, you start asking them for rent money, man. It's like, man, you've been here too long.
They come up.
You know it's bad when you walk, you walk into a room, you cut the light on, and they run away. But when you come in and turn the light on, they come out to see what you're cooking for dinner.
They're
not the problem.
They just give you a little nod, like, what's up?
It's like Joe's apartment, man.
Yeah, they come over. They kind of twist their neck of that little head. They want you to pat their neck. Like,
yeah.
Holy shit, you're patting him. Good boy. Good boy. Play fetch.
Dude, I see some pretty big cockroaches when I'm working, man. 100% of every parking lot in Fresno have cockroaches. 100%. Every single lot. Even the clean ones that are just office buildings, there are cockroaches everywhere, man. Some of them are really bad where they've got these, like, cement things where the garbage cans are at. But they put the garbage can in there, and then the homeless people come, they rip the bags out to steal them and keep them for like plastic bottles and shit, and they just dump all the trash back in there. And eventually that trash gets in there, and just all this ooze and wet shit, and they're just cockroaches. I mean, if you have to dig that shit out, they're just flood out, man. I'll run away like a little girl, dude. I'll quit.
Yeah, that's gross. That's gross. I still don't. If it was spiders, I would die. You'd be like, who's that girl screaming? You see this manly dude with muscles with a beard running away screaming. Ah!
Tony was talking about wanting to go hunting. Well, he knows he has to go through the woods where, you know, a lot of the spiders live.
I can handle the woods if I got my boots on. I got if I go to the woods, I'll probably wear my army pants. You know, I could tie the legs so things can't get in there. You know, I'll be fine as long as I know I'm protected. But if I'm walking around like I normally do in some fucking sandals and some shorts, and I'm a freak the fuck out because they could bite me at any moment. Any moment you can get bit. Like a brown recluse. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
with a brown
recluse?
Yeah,
you won't even know.
Bad here.
You won't even. Yeah, I know. I know. I went to my basic in fucking Oklahoma, and I went to AIT in Missouri, and that's all they ever told me. Oh, watch out for the brown recluse. Yes, I hated that place. But it creeps me out. The thing that creeps me about him is because I can get bit without knowing. I don't like knowing shit. I don't like not knowing shit. I don't like not knowing. Like, if I'll fuck with a snake because I could watch its head. I can see where its head's going. Yeah. I can in my head predict, like, this thing is going to bite me right now, and I'll move. A spider, you don't even know the spider's there. He bites you, he leaves, he lives his life. You lose a chunk of your leg. You got this hole in your leg. You're like, what the fuck happened? I'm going to lose my leg. And it's because a bitch-ass spider wanted to bite you because he's trying to save his own life. And he didn't even realize I wasn't even putting his life in danger because I don't give a fuck about him. And he fucked my life up. Fuck spiders!
Dude, I know, dude. I had bed bugs back in December, and those things were feeding off me in my sleep, dude. Can you imagine that if they live underneath your bed and they just come out and feed and suck your blood out, dude? They just want your blood, and then they go and poop your blood out on the walls.
And then you sleep in it.
Yeah, you sleep on it. Multiply, ew, man. It's disgusting. It's so disgusting, man.
How in God's name did you get fucking bed bugs?
I no one knows how you get them. They travel. They can get on you at a restaurant. You know,
where did you go?
I don't know anybody with bed bugs. I don't know how I got these, but it could have came from work because I clean trash enclosures. Sometimes there's mattresses in there.
Yes,
that's where got it. Because of the mattresses in the trash can.
From now on, take your clothes off before you go in your house. Okay? Put them in a trash bag. And then spray Raid.
No, actually, I made a big deal about it at work, and I told my boss, and he told the head guy who runs the company.
Fumigation?
No, what they said was no, and the apartments charged me like $350.
Wait, what?
My apartments charged me. They came, they sent the guy in to change it. Actually, I was tweaking on that. I took everything apart. I got in the corners of the rugs, and I was spraying this shit I bought from Lowe's. I probably got rid of the problem myself, but they had a guy come in, and we had to box everything up in the apartment. Like, we were moving everything in boxes in the middle of the rooms. We lived like that for a couple of weeks until this guy finally came. And then 2 months later, I got a bill for $350.
That's a bunch of bullshit, though. You should have sent that bill to your job, man.
Well, there's no proof, though. There's no proof that it came from my job. It could have came.
That's true.
Could have came from your neighbors. You should have sent the bill over there.
I know.
Could have came from that motel where the hooker was.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I usually just stay in the parking lot.
Oh, you do car fun.
Yeah.
Car
fun. Yeah. Behind the Walmarts.
Yeah, no, I've been there. No, I've been there with the trannies and whatnot. Yeah, I've been there.
Whoa.
Hey, y'all say that. You don't say that live on Facebook. They're going to say something.
They're going to tell on us.
It's telling my mom.
We went from awkward to offensive pretty quickly.
I could be pretty offensive. I apologize.
Hey, I'm not saying this is my podcast, but I'm not going to ever censor my guests unless they really want to get like super racist or something. I'm going to have to edit some shit out, but I let people do what they want to do.
Now, I'm offensive when it comes to Bible Belt type of people. I'm not offensive when it comes to race because I'm pretty liberal when it comes to the idea of race relations. Because to me, people is people. If you got black skin, it's an evolutionary trait to keep you safe from the sun. That's all it is.
I know.
That's
all it is. Lucky you don't get sunburned.
It's an evolutionary trait so you don't get sunburned. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's an evolutionary trait. That's all they are. It's just that you got to adapt to your environment. That's why you got white-ass looking black dudes nowadays. Hey, I've seen in my city, there's two albino black guys, and it trips me the fuck out because their hair is blonde. And it's curly like a black guy. Look at him, you're like, wait a minute, something ain't right here. You look at him like, hey, he's whiter than me.
Hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? You don't look like a white guy.
You got that Michael Jackson disease, what happened?
You got like a nice voice. You got a big old schlong, man. That ain't white guy stuff, man.
You sound like my boy B-Rob from the Random Ramblings of Rob.
I said, what's up?
You look like Ray from the fucking Naked Porch podcast. What happened?
What's up? Yeah, what's up?
No, you would look more like Rocky. You would look more like Rocky because he's got blonde-ass eyebrows. He got albino eyebrows.
Yeah, Rocky kind of reminds me of Brother Ali, man. You guys know who Brother Ali is? Check him out. He's a dope-ass rapper, dude, from the Rhyme Sayers. Check them out.
Yeah, one time when I was my son was real young, and I was sitting there and I was shaving and everything, trying to get cleaned up and trimmed up my eyebrows. And I went across and he bumped into me when he did. I shaved an eyebrow off. So I was like, well, fuck, man, I need to shave those. So I shaved the other eyebrow off. I went to work for 3 days before anybody noticed I didn't have eyebrows.
There's like the only place you look like you have eyebrows is like right here.
Right there.
Right there, yeah. Other than that, nobody knows. Hey, it happens. My best friend Jimmy, I was just talking about, blonde, this platinum blonde hair. Platinum blonde. He looked like he didn't have, he looked just like you. If he grew a beard, you guys would be very similar. Yeah.
I love this conversation, man. We've gone all over the place, dude. We've got all over the place. But, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about your shows. We got a couple minutes, about 10 minutes, and we'll cut out. But I really want to talk about your guys' shows before to give the listeners a chance to know what you guys are about. If you guys haven't listened to Tony's show, it's a bunch of shit, like he just did right now. Rants, energy, passion, loud. And definitely Rocky's is more like drunk. And how do I explain this, man?
Tavern.
Rednecky?
Rednecky, yeah.
Rednecky.
Just go with it. Run with it, bro.
That's it. Yeah. Rednecks. I mean, we're from the South. What do you expect?
What do you expect? Somebody from Los Angeles with a proper... Well, I say, sir, how dare you offend me?
You know, we don't come around here with monocles, man. We come out here with mason jars full of moonshine.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. I found a mason jar in my cupboard. It says lightning on it. It's an old mason jar. The old metal kind that seals. It's glass on glass, no rubber. And it says lightning. Do you know what that's from?
No.
White lightning, moonshine. The most famous. Do you know the two families that feud? They had a TV show. And they had white lightning, moonshine. That's from back in the day. White lightning, moonshine. Snap. eBay.
See, my uncles used to make it all the time in Virginia. So it runs through my blood. You know, the first time we recorded a podcast, man, my buddy, he buys the old smoky moonshine, you know, the stuff you buy at the liquor store. Well, I brought my moonshine and he took a shot of his and a shot of mine. And, you know, mine laid him on his ass. He's like, dude, how are you drinking? I'm just sitting there sipping it. You know, he's like, how are you drinking that? I was like, man, shit, it runs through my veins. I was born with this shit. You know, when I was a little kid, I was teething. My parents would put it on my gums, man, so I quit crying.
And that's what the Tavern Podcast is about.
That's it.
We got all sidetracked, and my bad.
Sorry, Sean.
No, dude, this is the way it is, man. This is the conversation. This is how it goes, dude. I'm not worried about it. I'm just not as enthusiastic right now because I'm just like, what's on my mind right now is I got to go to leave for work in an hour, and I'm like, fuck. That sucks. Sometimes it sucks when you're the guy running the podcast. Like, for me, it's different. Over Skype, I'm looking at screens and programs. It's hard for me sometimes to focus. Sometimes I should probably just shut both screens down and just talk like a phone conversation. I can get into it more.
See, what we do when we record ours, you know, I take my laptop. I got a Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. Plugs into the laptop, plug a mics in, plug in a soundboard, and that's it.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. You guys are talking to each other. It's a group conversation. It's just
we're across the tables from each other, and that's just the way we do it. We do it with one mic, one condenser mic right there in the middle of the table. It picks us all up. Yeah.
I have three condenser mics.
I mean, the mic that you see right here is the one we use when we record.
I use this. I got this cheap one from a Guitar Center. It's a Sterling Audio, costs like $100.
That's what BB's got at his house. When we first started, we was using his, but then he was having a problem with his program. So I was like, man, I'll bring my stuff over. We'll use mine. We use mine now. It's like, hey, man, will you bring your stuff over? I'll get you drunk. And it's like, fuck, free beer. I'll bring my shit all damn day.
free. There's no price better than free. You can't go.
That's it.
Yeah. All I got to do is come over. I'm there.
I'm super jealous of what you guys got going, man. I'd love to kick it just with some people and like podcast. Mine's all over Skype. It's a different kind of connection. It's still a great connection. I'm connecting with awesome ass people, having conversations like this. We couldn't do this any other way.
Physical real shit. That's what I enjoy. I enjoy the physical real shit too. And that's, you know, I told you about earlier what I talked about, which is what scares me about my show, is because I don't want to lose that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Especially like with me, I do it with a group and then I do it by myself. So it's like I get into one mode and then you go back and you're like by yourself again. And you just got, like Tony said, you just got to try to find shit to talk about and keep it going. And it's like, you know, I could say something. It's like, damn, if he was here, he could give me something to feed back off of. But then it sounds really bad when you're trying to make the jokes back and forth by yourself. It sounds forced.
It's all cringy. It's all like, yeah. Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't stop. Ooh, no. Stop. No. Lord have mercy on you, son. I'm going to rape you tonight.
Yeah. And then you sit there and, you know, you record 45 minutes and you edit it all down. And it's about 10 minutes. You're like, fuck, I got to record again to fill some more time.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't, you know, even
what
when I got to do
a podcast about. What is your podcast about?
What's my podcast about? It's three guys, sometimes four, five, however many people we can get in there. And we just drink beer and we just talk about whatever. You know, we'll talk wrestling, movies, video games, what's happened in our week. Because we all got different kinds of jobs. And we just see some funny shit. Because, you know, I work on pools. I deliver chemicals and I deliver stuff for like nursing homes.
I'm a pool guy too.
I know.
What? That's crazy.
High five.
That's why I'm so black. High five. I'm really dark. I'm darker than my darkest Mexican friend, and I'm half white.
I know. What are you doing? You wearing like sunscreen, Rockier? What? You ain't dark at all, dude. You ain't doing no pools.
he's got like a fucking box of suntan, or not suntan lotion, sunblock spray in his garage, and he just.
He just rubs it all over you like butter and
like
shit.
It's like he's at a bodybuilding competition. Every day before work, his wife comes out and sprays him with a fucking air sprayer like he's about to paint a car.
But, no, I'm white because I go do my shit early in the morning. Because here it gets so humid by about 9 o'clock. You're just
terrible.
You're done.
Terrible.
But like I said, about the podcast, we get together, we drink, we do. Some of us take herbal supplements since it's not legal here. Yeah,
for medical conditions.
Allegedly,
that's it. And we just have fun, and we hit record and we just talk. Every now and then we'll stop the recording to go take a piss and come back and. We don't edit anything when it's all of us.
Yeah. Yes. You don't need to, man. That's our conversation. A conversation is not edited. The only time I edit stuff is to fit in the music and the intros and the outros. I don't really, like, go
that's,
through.
That's
and, like,
all I edit. All right. That's all I edit is just intros, outros.
I like to take out dead zones because there's sometimes where it's dead and you're just like, ugh. Like, people can't listen to the deadness. Other than that, I don't edit. I don't edit either. You got to be real and authentic for people to come in and love what you're doing. To be like, I want to follow this guy because I can relate to him. And the only way for that to happen is if you're 110% honest. And that's why y'all know shit about me that my mama don't even know.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm open and free. I talk about my addictions and all that shit, dude, that I used to have. And I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm thinking, like, do people want to hear this stuff? Is it too much? Is it scare people off? Or they're like, oh, I can't listen to this guy. He used to be a drug addict. That was me. I'm open about it. If you're listening and you're going through it, dude, there's light on the other side, man. You can get through it.
That's it. You know, they can use you as an inspiration. Hey, he got through it. Why can't I?
Hey, and if anybody needs some fucking motivation, some wisdom, some advice, I got you, man.
I thought you were going to say, if anybody needs some coke, man.
No, I'm not a dealer. I'm not a dealer.
It may take him 30 minutes to get there, but he'll get there.
If anybody out there, I'm like, if you guys are drug addicts, you can get through it. Trust me, I did it. And you're like, well, on the other side, if anybody out there needs some cocaine, man.
I do cocaine!
You ever suck dick for coke?
Whoa, who said that?
Nah, but I almost did. That's why I stopped. I was like, that's the line.
That's the line. Don't cross that.
Yeah, I dig what you guys are doing, man. I know when I tune into Rocky's show, I know what I'm getting, man. It's cool. I know when I tune into Tony's show, I know, like, you guys, you know, you've got I can tell the connections that are. You guys are getting so good at fluently talking without having to, like, talk over each other. You guys know when to play. It works, dude. Rocky's is a little different. It's just everybody yelling and screaming and getting drunk, and that's fucking fantastic as well.
It's like listening to somebody at a bar, at the tavern.
That's the whole key to it. It's like conversations you would have there at the bar with your boys.
Yeah, there's that one drug guy who wants to be louder than everyone because everyone else is talking. Like, no, but never that time. I'm telling you guys. I had a Sharpie marker. I fell asleep with it in my hand. and went up to my brain. I was stoned. And everyone's like, all right, dude, we heard your Sharpie story 7 times. No, but I fell asleep with my hood over in the Sharpie, and I think I got brain damage, man. All right, dude, this is the 6th time you told us that story. Let's talk about something else. But this one time I had a Sharpie.
Hey, bro, you mad at me, though?
Bro, you mad? I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
I love you. I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
Good times.
Dude, calm down, man. Calm down.
All right. Well, what's up? Is that it?
No, let's start the podcast. Welcome to episode... I just wanted to get us warmed up before we started, dude. You guys ready? I feel like we're going to rock, dude. That was a great pre-show.
Yeah, I gave you gold, man. I don't know if I can do that again.
Yeah, pre-gaming, man. Like, you guys ready to roll into it? Let's do some improv.
Get some more beer, though, bro. I need some more beer. I'll be back in like 3, 4, 5 hours.
this is an awesome conversation. Everyone go check out God Shaped Mommy Hole. Everyone go check out the Tavern Podcast. And if you have nothing left to do, come back next week to Horribly Awkward.
Yes, come back. Yes. Come back.
Next week is my 1-year episode. I'm gonna have the chicks on. Sorry. From Slammerkin. If you haven't listened to Slammerkin, look them up, dude. They make some really cool music. It's all inspired by a comic book.
After next week, send them
my way, and I'll put them on the solo pods.
Oh, after next week, I'll be at my 100th episode. 100, and it's minus my really, really shitty episodes that I just threw away. Out.
But you're a cheater, man. I seen you putting out three podcasts a week.
Hey.
It's still 100 episodes. You putting out 10-minute podcasts, 5 of them a week.
It was like 15, okay? 15.
There was
most of it was intros and outros.
There was one you did.
The majority of it.
There was one you did for like 15 minutes. I think you were just playing the guitar and shit. That was awesome.
Oh, Periscope?
Yeah, it might have been a Periscope video. It was a couple months ago.
I don't think it was a podcast. Was it a podcast? I don't know. But all right. I got another podcast to go do here in San Bernardino. I met some local podcasters, and they want me on their show. It's a weed review show on YouTube. So you guys can find me on there as soon as I get the information, and I can share it with you. But in order for you to get that information, you got to follow all of my social media at...
Wait, hold on.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get to the wrap-up.
Wrap it up, son. Oh, we're gonna rap battle? If we're gonna battle?
All right.
We're gonna rap?
Yeah, let's go. I'm gonna play some beat. Let me play you a beat.
Hey, yo, Tech, put on a beat. Put on a clean beat. I'll rap.
I've been known to
spit a few bars.
Fuck, I can't play it on my computer because then it's gonna play the. Wait, can I pause? I can mute this. Hold on, I can mute the. Wait, how do I mute
the? You can't mute me. Because how am I gonna rap if you can't hear me?
Okay, hold on. Let me. How do I mute? Okay, mute. Boom.
Wait, no. I mute.
Oh.
You hit the mute button.
Still playing.
Okay.
I muted him, but he's still playing.
Wait, hold on.
I'm still.
Let's get to the rap.
I can't. Well, it's got the thing playing. If I turn this volume up, because I have beats that I made, dude. I used to make beats.
Hey, yo, check it. Horribly awkward at the fucking tavern. Motherfuckers talking about the God-shaped mommy hole, and it don't matter. I'm coming at you with the fucking splatter, drinking the Heineken. Climbing a fucking ladder, call me a fireman, putting fires out with my hose, my dick. I put in hose, making shit up as I goes. Yeah, Kemp, Jimi Hendrix, Chef Boyardee, Aldo versus McGregor. Yeah, I put money on that, and I won for honey. That's better than all those other fools coming out with shit.
That's better than a mumble rap.
That mumble rap shit. My name is Tony, and I do this podcast, and with my homie, we talk, man. It's like, we walk, and one foot in front of the other, my left foot, my right foot, put enough left and rights together, we're all the way at the stove. I could buy myself a photo, don't hit the stove, this is what I do, then I go left and right, my left, do enough left and rights, and I'm back in my front, though, I don't even know, yo. That's that mumble rap for you right there, dude.
There you go.
Oh, all right,
turn Rocky. Rocky's got to do it too.
Oh hell, I can't rap.
You know what I've done
in the band? I played bass guitar. That was it.
Well, give us a bass line. No, here it is. Here's Rocky. Boom 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 boom
I could turn up to this. Party in here.
Yeah, I did it.
Hey, you gotta hit a high in there. There you go.
Okay, guys, that's enough. Let's get to the wrap-up show, for real.
All right. Wrap-up show.
Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Come on, man. Wrap it up, son.
All right, everybody, check it out. I want you guys to go to... I want you guys to follow all of my social media at GSMH Podcast everywhere. We're not on YouTube yet. I don't know why we're not on YouTube yet. We can be. We could be, but we're not. So other than YouTube, follow everything at GSMH Podcast. But the number one thing is iTunes. Go to iTunes. Hit the subscribe button. Then you're going to see a clear 5 stars. You're going to see an outline. An outline of 5 stars. Then you're going to hit the one on the right side, the very end. It's going to be 5 stars. 5 stars. Then you're going to leave me a review. You're going to talk some shit. You can talk some shit. You can do whatever you want. But leave a review because it makes me look good. And that's what I'm doing it for. I want to look good to the millions, to the world. Talk good about me. Talk bad about me. I don't give a fuck. Do what you got to do. And I'm out.
I'm gonna go on my iTunes and see if Tony left me a review. This guy who was talking about me getting reviews, does he leave reviews?
I'm pretty sure I left you a review. I rarely see people reviews, which is why I'm okay with people not leaving me reviews because I get it. I get it. Like, hey, I just want to listen. That's all I want to do. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think there's less people listening on Apple. That's why they don't have iTunes reviews.
Shitload of listening on Stitcher. Shitload of people.
All right, Rocky, man. Go for it, dude.
All right, you can find us on the Tavern Podcast on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, all those podcasting apps. Find us on Twitter at The Tavern Podcast, Facebook, everything. You can find us. And like Tony said, wherever you're at listening to our little show, I want you to find wherever you rate, review, and subscribe, and do all that shit. I don't care if you get it's a 1-star review. It don't hurt my feelings. I've been called worse by better. So I don't give a shit. Just review, subscribe, make us look good.
Cool. Ditto all those guys' things. Review and subscribe. Make me look good. I need a lot of help.
Have an idea. Yeah. Have an idea.
What's your idea?
Okay. So I want all of our listeners, if you're listening, I want you to go and on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, mine is at GSMH Podcast. Go ahead and say yours.
At The Tavern Podcast.
At @awkward_podcast.
And then I want you to at Joe Rogan. I want you to at Ari Shaffir. I want you to at fucking Brian Redband. I want you to share it to all the famous people because I'm pretty confident somebody's going to fucking like it and then they're going to retweet it on their page and then boom, you're going to blow up. We're going to blow up. And you're
never.
Gonna,
they won't do it.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I highly doubt it. But if you love us, if you enjoy it, if you care about us.
We'll give you trannies and hugs.
Trannies and hugs and cocaine.
And, tranny, we're talking about transmissions.
Yes.
And by hugs, we're not talking about the physical kind. We're talking about Hershey's. You know, they take the white chocolate, the chocolate, and they twist it. It's a hug. It's like, I love those fucking things. So good.
You got a fat kid and a stoner, so I'm pretty sure you're not going to get too many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, fat kid, stoner, idiot. We got all circles of life right here, guys.
You're going to eat your whole kitchen.
All right, you guys know where you can find me on the BS Podcast Network. So shoot over to bspodcastnetwork.com. Check out all the other cool shows. Those shows are Pure BS Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, The XD Experience, Accidentally the Whole Tip.
Ah, no.
No tips.
The Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, Geek Dig, Verbal Vacuur. Knights of the Round Kids Table and the Batman versus James Bond show. There's a lot of shows on there. A lot of different kinds of shows. You guys can also
Hard show.
The Batman versus James Bond?
Yes.
I think it's one dude who does a solo podcast and talks about James Bond and Batman.
That must be a really hard show.
What if Bruce Wayne is James Bond and
versus collide
blew my mind right now, man. Fuck, I love that. All right, you guys, I got to get going to the other podcast. I fucking love you guys. Appreciate you guys.
All right, man, cool. Later, Tony, man. I'll catch you later, dude. I'm going to wrap this up real quick with Rocky.
Later, Tony.
Peace.
Fuck you, Tony. you guys can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter is at TheyCallMeIams. And if you guys want a game, play Xbox, PlayStation.
Yeah, look. He just sent me a request on PlayStation.
I did.
He's really there.
Yeah. I don't even get the pleasure of just getting friends. I have to send requests. And I got denied. But that's cool. That's cool. You guys can find the show at awkward_podcast. The email number is, it's not a number, but the email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. The voicemail is 510-600-3475. Leave a voicemail like Andrea. Next week, I'm going to have the Slammerkin chicks on. It's going to be my 1 year. If you guys want to leave a voicemail, I'll try to play as many as I can on there. If not, then I'll just put a bunch of voicemails at the end, but that'll be awesome. The voicemail number is 510-600-3475. Horribly Awkward does have a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, so shoot over and like those. Hey, what's one thing you've learned on today's show, Rocky?
That you don't know how to tighten bolts. And for some reason, Tony's, you know, obsessed with trannies.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, dude. Are you ready to roll out?
I'm ready, man.
All right, let's do it.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
You guys are good, man. I control it on this end. I control it on this end. But I got you. I started the recording. Got Tony Rager here from the God Shaped Mommy Hole. Got Rocky Suits from the Tavern Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. All
right, dude. Before we get started, man, Rocky, tell me a quick story, man. Something off the top of your dome. Tell me something.
Oh, hell. I was about 16 or 17. I just got my license, right? So me and my cousin Wimpy, I've got a cousin named Wimpy. We live in the South. And I just got my license. We're driving. We're going to the mall. We get to one of those lanes where you gotta turn to the left and the other car goes straight. We got the windows rolled down. And this big old chick looks over at my cousin. She's like, hey, baby, what's up? He looks at her. He goes, my window, bitch. Start rolling this window.
Oh, that's great. That's greatness. That's epic. I love that.
Oh, dude, so then you just rolled the window?
Yeah, we just drove off. Yeah,
we just drove off.
We drove off.
It was punchline, I'm out. Punchline, I'm out. There was the setup, there was the storyline, and then the punchline. Perfect.
It was done.
Perfect. Perfect comedy set. God damn it.
I remember one time we pulled up to these girls at a stoplight as well. My cousin was in passenger. I was in the driver. And I held up the button on my side and pretend like I was rolling the window up from my side. Like, as I was holding the button, it was going up. It was kind of funny. Okay. All right, dude. That's what we're doing improv.
When I had an incident like that with a girl, it was because she was drunk. I had to go, bitch! Like, I had to go, swerve. See, I'm the type of guy, I don't think it's pimp to have sex with a drunk girl. Like, for me, it's more ego-boosting if I have sex with a sober girl, because then
she was into it.
Yes, there was no excuses. If she regrets it later, that's her damn fault. I won't fuck with a girl. Like, okay, so I was at this place in Los Angeles called, it's the Airliner. I think it's called the Airliner, but they have this on Wednesday nights. They have a hip-hop producer night. It's called Low End Theory. They have all the local underground producers come in, and then everybody's smoking weed, drinking, hanging out, and they just got the music playing in the background. People are dancing. I'm walking around handing out my my business cards that I made. You know, you saw that picture with all the GSMH logos and shit with the business cards. So I went out there to hand out business cards the whole time, and I hand this girl the business card. I go, hey, beautiful, here, you gonna take this for me real quick? And she goes, yeah, of course. I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah, just go ahead and check it out. So even if you don't listen to podcasts, just follow my social media. And then she goes, oh, of course, baby. And then she looks at me in my eyes like she was fucking in love, bro. And I was like, whoa. I was like, this is great. I was like, this is great. But then I saw the blankness, the drunk blank stare, that drunk
deer in the headlights look.
Yes. And I was like, I'm not that amazing. There's no way this bitch is that in love with me. So she started talking to me. I was like, nah, she's drunk. I was like, hey, baby, you got to get the fuck out of here. And she goes, what? I was like, you got to get the fuck. You're killing me right now. You're fucking killing me. I was like, you're gorgeous, but you got to get gone. You got to go. And then that was the end of that. That was my version of rolling up the window on a bitch.
Oh, shit. All right, guys, let's do some improv. You guys ready?
Do it. Go.
Yeah.